You are Locked On Mets, your daily New York Mets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all you amazing Mets fans. You're listening to Locked On Mets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. To get this show every day, I need you to subscribe to Locked On Mets wherever you get your podcast. Also, don't forget, when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Mets. On today's show, going to talk about the latest rumors that have linked Steven Matz to the New York Yankees in a potential trade. I'll dissect that in the first half of the podcast. Then later on, I want to talk a little bit about a piece I wrote for MetsMerizedOnline.com about Dominic Smith and his unpredictable role in 2020. Before we get to any of that, though, I'm your host, Ryan Finkelstein. If you want to find any of my work, check me out on Twitter at FinkelsteinRyan. You can also find some of my writing about the Mets at MetsMerizedOnline.com, as I just mentioned. Getting to Steven Matz. The New York Yankees are in desperate need for a starting pitcher. Luis Severino, if you did not know, their former ace who was an all-star in 2017 and 2018, went through a ton of injuries last year, only made three starts, I believe, down the stretch, pitched a little bit in the postseason, but he has not been healthy, and it just ended up coming out last week, if I'm not mistaken, that he is going to have to get Tommy John surgery. Now, this is on the heels of their other starting pitcher, James Paxton, the Big Maple, who is also out for the start of the season with a shoulder injury. So now that addition to Gerrit Cole proved huge for the Yankees. Otherwise, they'd be in real dire straits. But they definitely could use another starting pitcher to fill in for Severino and to bridge the gap to Paxton getting back, which has opened the door for them to inquire about the availability of Steven Matz. And this is something that we were talking about when the Mets signed Michael Wacha and Rick Porcello this winter, that it freed the Mets up to potentially move Steven Matz, although that's not something I would really love for them to do unless it was the perfect deal. The one name that is mentioned, and that's all we have to go off of right now, is Miguel Andujar as a potential target the Mets would be interested in. Andujar is a fine offensive player. He, in my opinion, maybe should have been the Rookie of the Year a couple years ago when Shohei Ohtani won. Ohtani kind of got the nod because he contributes as a pitcher and a hitter, but Andujar had the best offensive season for a rookie that year. That, of course, was the same year that Gleyber Torres came up and made a big impact for the Yankees as well, but Andujar is in this place right now where he's trying to play a little bit of outfield, and because of the presence of DJ LeMahieu and Giovanni Ursula on their roster, they're not sure where the Yankees are going to play and get Andujar's bat in the lineup. But to me, any trade for Steven Matz and Miguel Andujar, it doesn't make sense as a straight swap because Andujar is terrible defensively at third base. In 2018, he was worth minus 11 outs above average. Really not that much better of a defensive player than J.D. Davis, who is in that same place right now with the Mets, where he's trying to find a position without the defense to get that bat into the lineup. So a trade like that is just adding more defensive headaches into your clubhouse, more bats to try to get them all into the lineup. It's going to be tough. It just doesn't make sense to me. You're basically, like I said, you're trading for somewhat of a carbon copy of what J.D. Davis can produce in Andujar, but someone who's coming off a season where he was injured and did not play for the Yankees in 2019, except for he got maybe a little bit of at bats on the front end of the season when I was looking at the stats. So I don't get that trade. If there's another trade on the table where the Mets would move Matz, if it could help this roster, you would be open to it if it fills a significant position of need. If the Mets were to get some form of a center fielder who was good both ways, that could push Nimmo to left and make your entire team better, I'd be open to listening. But the Yankees don't have that player. Clint Frazier is a potential person the Yankees would trade, who was once a top outfield prospect, but he was atrocious defensively last year, and so I don't think the Mets would want to go down that road of bringing him in, because if he can't play the outfield in the small Yankee Stadium, what's he going to do in Citi Field? So Clint Frazier doesn't make a lot of sense. I just don't see the player that's on the Yankees roster right now, and the Mets are only talking about doing a trade if it helps the team right now. I don't see that player on the Yankees. It just doesn't make sense to me. Maybe we'll see if there's another deal that comes across that makes sense that you could maybe swing. I'd be open to the idea of trading Steven Matz, but only if you're getting great value and great long-term value. Because the bottom line here, too, is Steven Matz is not only a big part of this team in 2020, and in my opinion, needs to be in the starting rotation, but you go to the 2021 starting rotation, and he's your number three right now. You have Jacob deGrom, you have Noah Syndergaard, and you have Steven Matz. They need to value Steven Matz. And my biggest problem over the past couple of weeks here, as we've gotten into spring training and there's been talk about who's going to get that spot in the rotation and all of it, is the New York Mets are not properly valuing Steven Matz. I don't know exactly why that is. I don't know if this is a Brody Van Wagenen thing, if this is a Will Pons thing. I really don't know where this all has been coming from. But when I look at Steven Matz, again, I see a pitcher who is primed to really put it all together for a full season, who has absolutely, over the past 2 years, done enough to earn a spot at the back end of the Mets rotation without bringing in competition, without floating his name in trade talks. And so I really do wonder also, on top of all this, how does Steven Matz process this information? That's one of the things that you have to think about. A lot of times we look at players and they're just a component in the machine. They're just a cog in what makes the New York Mets run as a unit. We forget that there is human beings that we're talking about here. And I just got to wonder, what are Steven Matz's opinions about the New York Mets as an organization right now, as he's sitting on a day off on Monday where the Mets don't have a game and he has to read that his name is getting floated out in trade rumors after already not getting the support of being given a starting spot in the rotation heading into spring. So I just wonder where his head is at. He has pitched well so far in spring. I don't think that a deal between the Mets and the Yankees is very likely, because a deal between these two sides never really happens. So for it to happen now and for a deal of this magnitude, I just don't think that that's something that will come across. But maybe as more reporting comes out, these things can make a little bit more sense and there is a fit. I will say for the Yankee side, it makes a ton of sense. I just don't quite see it for the Mets side as of now. Anyway, when we get back in just a minute, going to talk about Dominic Smith and his role heading into the 2020 season. Dominic Smith is a player who Mets fans love, whether it was his home run that finished off the season last year, the walk-off shot against the Atlanta Braves. If you're talking about him coming up as a top prospect, when he breaks his foot and he has the scooter, and he's in the dugout pumping up the crowd, cheering on his team, he has become a beloved figure amongst Mets fans. Question now is, where is Dominic Smith going to get his playing time in 2020. We have talked about J.D. Davis ad nauseum, and sometimes Dominic Smith gets left in the cracks a little bit. People also forget that Smith had beaten Davis, so to speak, for that first crack at left field last season, was hitting extremely well before he went down with that fracture in his foot that allowed J.D. Davis to get a majority of the starts in left field in the second half. I wrote an article for Metsmerize titled "Dominic Smith is Comfortable with His Unpredictable Role." This was building off of some great reporting that Deesha Thosser did of the New York Daily News. She spoke to Dominic Smith about his role in this upcoming season. And he said, quote, "All I know is the thing I can control, and that's how hard I play, my preparation, and the energy I put out there in being a good teammate." Dominic Smith, to me, is talking as a young man who has really finally arrived at the big league level and knows he belongs. There's no questions in his mind whether he's a major leaguer or not. He knows what he can do. He knows he can help a team win. He knows that realistically, he's a starting caliber first baseman in baseball right now. And because of the situation with Pete Alonso, that opportunity has not presented itself with the Mets. But he is a team guy who loves the young core that he has come up with, who wants to stay with them and help them win this year. And he is willing to play a role and be that pinch hitter off the bench late in games, be able to back up Pete Alonso and get a start here and there, and to get some time in left field where he has worked really hard on his outfield defense. A big part of his development as an outfielder was the work he did with Luis Rojas last year, who was the Mets quality control coach. And now that he has stepped in and has become the manager, Rojas has still been helpful towards Smith. He's still open to answering his questions. And he has been pleasantly surprised with the way Dominic has looked out there. When you talk about Steven Matz being traded, Dominic Smith is another young player that has been floated in trade rumors all offseason because he does not have a clear path to the starting lineup, because he is a valuable bat that other teams could see as a potential starting first baseman. The Mets could move him in a deal. That's something that's always been on the table. And honestly, it might be the best long-term thing for Smith's career. But right now, he's focused on playing his role. He's focused on helping this team win. When asked by Deesha Thosser about being optioned or traded this year, Dominic Smith said this: "You can't, because if I think about it too much, it's going to take me away from how I perform on the field and my everyday duty as a professional baseball player. So all I can do is keep a smile on my face, have fun, and try to make the most out of everything." He later went on to say, "Personally, I just want to help the team win. I mean, that's all I care about. I feel like that's all this team cares about. We were 3 games away from making the playoffs last year. So as a young team, that makes you hungry and more team-oriented." This is a group of guys that has been working towards a common goal since last season. You saw the whole article that got posted by Anthony DeComo, if I'm not mistaken, about the Cookie Club, how those young guys, Michael Conforto, J.D. Davis, Pete Alonso, Dominic Smith, Brandon Nimmo, in that second half, there was an impromptu Cookie Club that formed where these guys were on the road, they were getting together, they were breaking down film, they were bonding over their love of Insomnia cookies, or whatever cookies they could get their hands on. And that just shows the camaraderie. We saw that team in the second half really work together and become a contending team. And I think that is what has been really good about the addition of Luis Rojas as the manager, to build off that positive momentum and have all these guys continue to play their roles. Where we are right now with this roster, when you're talking about trades and you're talking about disrupting chemistry, personally, unless you get a player that fills an absolute need, I don't see making any moves until the deadline. Right now, where the Mets are with the guys that are healthy, the way the guys are producing, with what the team looks like in camp right now, it doesn't feel like the right time to make some drastic move. I'm not saying that Smith is on the trade block as of now. There's been no reporting that has suggested that. But since these, you know, little rumors and stories have now come out about Steven Matz, I just got to think that this Mets team needs to really look themselves in the mirror and see what they have and what they are. They have their deficiencies. I've been talking about them all offseason. That's kind of what you do here with the Daily Podcast. You try to nitpick the certain things the Mets need to improve on. But they're going into this season with what should be one of the better pitching staffs in baseball, and a hungry core of young players who are trying to win and win for each other, not just for themselves. And I think when you hear these quotes from Dominic Smith, when you see these guys glow about their teammates and all of these different media sessions they're having right now in spring training, it just feels like a team that is built to win and to win together. And I wouldn't make some big trade right now and send Steven Matz across town and bring someone new into the mix who could potentially be taking away a bat from a J.D. Davis or a Dominic Smith. It could be factoring into these equations if they aren't a clear upgrade. And when you're talking about that Steven Matz, Miguel Andujar trade, I don't think Miguel Andujar is clear enough of an upgrade to give up what would be your fourth best starting pitcher who has the ceiling to be even better over the next 2 years. I just don't see it. And I think that both Steven Matz and Dominic Smith will be on this team and be huge contributors to the Mets' success this season. Anyway, thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe to this show wherever you get your podcasts. Also, don't forget, you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Mets.